Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We've reached the final shiur on Maseches Shabbos. A special shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Cal Nathan for the ongoing sponsorship of the Yerushalmi shiurim. The shiurim were sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Israel. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Odor edition, the final daf of the Masechta. We're starting in Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Yud Beis in the bottom. Beginning of the 23rd Perek, as mentioned, the last four prokim in the Masechta does not have Gemara, has Mishnah only. Sog the Mishnah, and Aloha Aleph. Shoyal Odo Mechaveiru Kadei Yayim V'Kadei Shemin Evat Shalo Yoyimar Lor Halveini. As we know in Loshon HaKodesh, the word borrow can be used in two different connotations. Is Loshon of Hashola, someone who lends something to his friend, an item to be used, and is Loshon Halva, which is a loan. The halva is something which is usually for 30 days, and someone may come to write it. So a person could borrow items from his friend, but not using the lashon of halva, which is a long-term loan, and it's something which he will come to write down. Continues the Mishnah of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, V'chen isho mechaver tekikaris. Similarly, when a woman takes from her friend breads, she used the lashon of hashalo, not halva. A person is taking from his friend and the lender does not believe him, they'll return him back. He could give him a collateral, as the Moshe mentions over here, given the collateral is allowed on Shabbos, that's the Chiddush. So if someone needs to take from his friend an item, he needs to pay him or needs to pay for the loan, he does the cheshbon after Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, he just gives him a collateral in silence. V'chein er p'sochim Yerushalayim shechal b'Shabbos. And every Pesach falls on Shabbos, that's going to be B'ez Hashem this year. Manich t'liso etzlo, a person give a talis to the one who sells animals. V'oichel is p'sochim, he eats his korban Pesach. V'oichel mechashben achay yamtiv, after yamtiv, he comes to the cheshben, how much he owes for the sheep. Halokha b'ez, ok l'mishta moine odom is oichov v'espa peroiso mipiv avaloy minaksav. One can count even portions of food and his guest by heart, but not by writing, because he may come to erase. One could do a raffle on the table to decide who gets which piece of food. But you should not say, oh, you won the raffle, you're getting a big piece, and you lost the raffle, gets a small piece. Because that's a problem of kubyo, that's a problem of gambling, which is usur. So one could put a raffle also on kochim that were done in Yom Tov, because the Kriyanim want to eat it. And Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita to be eaten that day. Avaloy Lamonis, what's Loy Lamonis? The Reb Chaim here brings two explanations. Either means the monos are the ones that were done yesterday, not today. So that you could have done yesterday, so you're not allowed to do it today. Or things which are chulin, which are not kochim, that you also cannot do that on Yom Tov. Halacha Gimel Zog the Mishnah Lo Yiskor Peralim B'Shabbos. A person cannot hire workers on Shabbos. For Lo Yoyimar Odom LeChaver Yiskor Lo Peralim. You should not tell somebody else to hire workers, even though he's not paying them on Shabbos. Fein Machshichim Alatchum Yiskor Peralim La'Avi Peris. One cannot go on Shabbos to get closer to the Tchum. So the minute Shabbos ends, he's close to the place where he needs to hire workers and to bring fruits. Because anything you cannot do on Shabbos, you cannot go on Shabbos to get closer to that place. That's called machshichim. You get closer to get there as it gets dark. Aval, machshichu lishmoy umevi peres biyotei. But one can get dark to go guard his fruits, because guarding on Shabbos is mutter. So you can also get closer to an area where he can guard his fruits, and even though then he's able to bring his fruits, but because the main intention is for guarding, it's allowed. Klal Omar Abishol Koshani Zakeh Be'amiroso Yirashani Alach Sheikhalov. So as Reb Chaim points out, Abishol comes to argue. Because according to Tanna Kamma, you can only be machshich only for something you could do on Shabbos Yom Tov. Abishol says, anything I could talk about, I could do achshocho, meaning anything which is a divine mitzvah, I could also do be machshich doing Shabbos to get there. As Allah Chadal goes on to explain, machshichim ala tchum lefakeach liski kalov liski ames lavilu orim tachrichim. One could go on Shabbos to get close to the tchum in order to take care of Oviski Kalo, which is a chasano, and Iski Ameis, the Levayo, and to bring for the mace Orun Metachrichim, meaning to get closer, so right after Shabbos, he can take care of the coffin and the Chrichim of the mace. So because that's something you could speak about on Shabbos, you can be Machshech on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Goy Shivi Chalilim Shabbos. Goy brought flutes on Shabbos to use for the Levayo. Lo Yispoid Behem Yisraelim can bow milk of Korah. Yisrael cannot use it, because that's a melacha that was done by a goy on Shabbos, unless it came from a place which is in the Tchum, and then it's not a real Isur Shabbos deraisa. Asuloi oroin v'chafilu kever. If they prepared a coffin and they dug a grave for a goy, he covered by Yisrael, so Yisrael can use it as well. But if imishli sorf was done for the Yisrael, he covered by Elamis, then Yisrael cannot use it forever. And the reason why you're mocked forever is because everybody's going to know about it. It's going to be something which is enforced to everybody, and therefore it's asur. Halacha is the Mishnah referring to a mace. We know a mace is muktzes. You're not allowed to move him, but you're allowed to touch a muktzes, and you're allowed to do things which should tzorich a mace for the cover of the mace. Zok the Mishnah. Hoisim kol tzorich a mace. You're allowed to do everything that mace needs. Sachin, putting oil in it, umadichim, washing him, oisoyu, without shiloh yazuz boev, as long as he doesn't move any limb. Shoimtim sakar karmitachtov, you can move the pillow. Umatil moisoy alachol, and you can put him, throw him on the sand, in order for him to cool out and not to get too hot. But he can't do by yadayim, it's only by him, by doing lachayat. Koshim esalechi, you can tie the cheek of the mace, lo yishiyal, and not to close his mouth, ela shelo yisiv, should not open more. V'chen koyru shenishbar, when you have a beam that broke, soyimchim oyso besasso baruchas amito, you can put a bench or a darukas amito, the poles of the bed, lo yishital, not to pick up the beam, because the beam is mukze, ela shelo yitoyisiv, it should not fall more. You're not allowed to shut the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. Also, you're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace as he's dying, even during the weekday. Someone who shuts the eyes of a mace as he's dying, that just expedites his death, and that's considered to be shofech domim. It's considered to be that he killed that mace. That's the end of the 23rd parak of Masechet Shabbos. Hadrach Shoyel Be'ezer Hashem. Starting the 24th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Mishiyichshich Baderch. Someone is walking the way and suddenly becomes dark. And he has a wallet. What should he do? Chachamim were makel on him because they knew that if he's not going to makel, he will carry on Shabbos. So what should he do? Noisin Kisoy Lanoch. He gives his wallet to a goy. If there's no goy with him, he can put it on a donkey. So as Reb Chaim points out, what it says in the Bavli, you can't put things on a donkey on Shabbos. That's called mechamer. But here what he does is, he puts it on the donkey while the donkey is walking, and he removes it before the donkey stops. So the donkey is never doing a kir in anachah. There's no full melocha deraisa on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah of Kuv Yigimel on base. He comes to the outside, the first courtyard in the city, which is mokam mishtamer, now things are kept over there. So noisel zakeim, and told him Shabbos, he can pick up with his hands whatever is not mukze. The sheinim, he told him whatever is mukze, matir sachavolim vasokim neflim, he unties the ropes and he lets the sacks fall down. Halacha beis matirim piki amir lifnei abeimo. One can untie bundles of straw in front of an animal. Because while it's still tied up, the animal won't eat it. So the minimal amount of preparation you need in order for the animal to eat it is to unbundle it. Umifasvesim is a kippin of aloy es azirin. Kippin is cedar branches which are moist. And zirim is what we mentioned before, p'ki amir, it's the straw bundles. Just there you're talking about a more tight straw bundles. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is, you're not allowed to scatter it unless it's necessary. So the moist ones, if you don't scatter it, the animal won't touch it. So therefore, you're allowed to scatter it. But the zirin, the dry ones, even though it's tied three together, you still can't scatter it because the animal doesn't eat it. One is not allowed to shred not the straw and not the caribs and in front of a domestic animal and non-domestic animal. If you read the Mati b'cherub l'dako, it says caribs for a domestic animal you could do. In other words, the question is, what is needed for these animals? Only what's needed you could do. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah, oivsim es agomol v'loy dorsim. Oivsim es agomol is to force feed the camel, and dorsim is to squeeze the food in her mouth. That you can't do. Avomal itim, which is putting the food in the mouth, and she can choose if to swallow it or not, that is allowed. Ein mamir es agolim avomal itim oisom. Similarly, you cannot force feed the calves, but you could give them food and they decided to swallow it or not. Mamir means to fatten the calves, and that's putting the food in a way that forces them to eat. Me'alkim la'tanegolim, which is similar to mal'itin, I mentioned before, you give it to the tanegolim and they choose it to swallow it or not. V'noistim ma'im al-gabe al-murson avaloi goivlim. One could put water on the bran for the chickens to eat it, but you're not allowed to mix it together. That's really tikkun oichel, which is unnecessary. You kept a water in front of the bees, or pigeons, which are the nest, which don't belong to anybody specifically. He's not responsible for the food. But one could give food in front of geese, in front of chicken, and in front of pigeons that are being grown in the house, which he's responsible to feed. One could cut up gourds in front of an animal, and he could cut up an animal in front of the dog. And the chiddush is here, even though the animal was meant for an adam, you still could do it for an animal, because whatever is mukhan la'adam is mukhan la'klovim. Whatever is ready for a human is ready for an animal as well. He says it wasn't an avail before Shabbos, so you can't give it to the animal because mukhan la'adam is not mukhan to the clothing. Halacha is zok the mishto. Mifir nidorim b'Shabbos v'nishalim nidorim shel netzorech Shabbos. How far as nidorim is done for a husband is made for a neder for his wife and a father for his daughter, and nishalim means to go to a rabbi for him to do a shilas neder. So that you could do if it's netzorech Shabbos. Any neder which is for Shabbos, one could do it on Shabbos. Poike kim in samar, if there's a hole, one can close the hole, meaning closing a window in the wall. You can measure a cloth to see if it has the shear of tumah, and you can measure the mikvah to see if it's enough for a person to become tahor. Why? Because you can do measurements for tzorich mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, "May say b'mei oviv shab tzadok b'mei abba shol ben badnis." There was a story in those days. Shepagaku samor, they closed the window with a type of clay to make sure the tumah doesn't come in. Ve'karshu semin kido begemi. And they tied a small pitcher of clay with gemi, in order to measure the gigis, which is a piece of clay, to see if there's tefach there or not. So the story, in short, according to Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, the last daf in Maseches Shabbos in the Bavli, there were two houses, and between the houses there was an alley, and on top of the alley there was a piece of clay covering that alley. Now in one of the houses, somebody was about to die. And if there will be a mace in the house, the tumah will come out through the window and go into the alley. And because the alley is covered and it has an oil, so the tumah will continue on to the other side, go into the window, into the next house, and make the next house tumah b'tumah's mace. So first of all, they seal the window. They put a piece of clay on the window so it does not allow the tumah to come in. But then they needed to open the window. So they needed to know if the tumah that will come through the window and go through the alley will spread into the next house. Well, it depends on. If the alley has an open space above, the tumah will go up and will go through the hole and will not spread on. But the shaila is, there was a clay covering the alley and there was a hole in the clay. And the question is, was that hole the size of a tefach to allow the tumah to go up? Or the hole was less than a tefach? They need to measure that to make sure, is the tumah have a space to go up, or it's going to spread into the house. So how do you measure that hole? They took a small pitcher of clay. They tied it up to a gemi, to a string. And they brought it up to that hole to check if the hole, what's the size of the hole? So in order to do that, they did three things over here. First of all, they closed the window. As we mentioned before, they put a seal on the window. Number two is they measured this pitcher of clay to make sure it's the size of a tefach. And number three, they tied it to a gemi. So three things they did here for the tzorech mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah says, midivrem lamanu, from them we learn, shepoikikim, closing the window. Umoididim, you measure the size of the clay. Vekoishrim, and you allow to tie, and all that can be done on Shabbos because it's tzorech mitzvah. And with this, we come to the end of Maseches Shabbos and the Yerushalmi, Be'ezer Hashem, Mitzvah Tadishmael. Be'ezer Hashem, together we should continue and finish the entire Shas Yerushalmi. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel.